Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Stacy Dales, NFL Network correspondent.
Here at Hallis Hall, as expected, continued buzz around the quarterbacks, especially when it comes to the 11th overall pick, Justin Fields.
Breaking down the latest from the Bears beat and news from around the NFL.
When I kind of entered this season, I looked at Matt Nagy and I thought to myself, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You're damned if you play Andy Dalton. You're damned if you don't. Because developing a rookie quarterback in real time is really hard to do.
Former WNBA All-Star.
And the ball stolen away. Didn't see her coming, and Perkins gets the clean steal. Over to Dales, easy land. Stacy Dales off a beautiful feed from Elaine Powell.
Stacy Dales with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Stacy Dales, and she joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Stacy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing great. I feel like I'm past the mid part of the marathon, if you will, and ready to roll here in week 14.
Well, I'm glad you got a kick at the end of the season, because the rest of us are exhausted from watching one team. I got to tell you, that game on Sunday, first of all, kudos to you, because you did a great job all day long. You were out there at the crack of dawn, and for the love of God, it was pouring rain for a large stretch of that. I guess when you think about it's kind of a ridiculous start and the banana peel element, the hot potato element where the ball was slipping around and everybody was kind of sliding around. We thought going in the way the Bears could win is getting turnovers, and then lo and behold, it just went entirely the opposite way.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard when you're obviously facing the number one seed currently in the NFL with a 10-2 record now, a 9-2 heading into it in Arizona. I mean, that's a really, really good team. And you're down, so much of your cavalry, if you will, in terms of injuries for the Chicago Bears. So I was there early. I usually am, Molly, on Sundays. The weather, it just kind of eats away at you. So, I mean, any of the fans listening right now that go to the Bears games, the tailgate all morning, add a few beers to that. I mean, you're pretty cold by the time you get home at 4 o'clock. So that kind of weather is tough to deal with, and it's definitely tough for the players. They mask it well, but a couple Dalton's turnovers, four of them on the day. You know, are they all his fault? No, but the weather doesn't help. We all watched, right, that Monday Night Football game in Buffalo, and to see how weather truly impacts games in December, it's a special deal. And we're going to see some weather in Green Bay on Sunday night for this Bears-Packers game, right? It's going to be real feel, low 20s, but wind gusts up to 18 miles per hour. The temperature is going to be right around 30. It's going to be really cold for football. And it's always the wind, though. Every time I talk to people, and there was certainly wind. If you watch the flags at Soldier on Sunday, there was a lot of wind. Cliff Kingsbury was fantastic in the morning, just letting me know right away, hey, Kyler Murray's going to play, D-Hop's back. That changes things for the Bears. And as we saw with that first touchdown, despite Jalen Johnson's pretty good performance overall, right? There are bright spots for the Bears this season, you guys. It's just there haven't been enough for them to win situationally and to win games, and four turnovers doesn't help.
So, Stacey, at 4-8, the Bears are still kind of kidding themselves that they're in the mix for the playoff spot, maybe mathematically, but we know better. And with the Packers, they are definitely in the hunt, if you will, for the number one overall seed, home field advantage in the playoffs, which will matter, especially when the playoffs starting as late in January as they will this year. Which team Sunday night at Lambeau arrives with the greatest sense of urgency?
I think Green Bay has to. They have no choice, David. I mean, you just said it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers wants one thing right now, other than a new pinky toe. He wants home field advantage, right? Like, this is what Aaron Rodgers, he's like a mad scientist, right? He goes into his, you know, home or his, you know, locker. He takes the field. He is probably one of the greatest, and Bears fans are going to hate this, one of the greatest competitors and uniquely built winners I've ever witnessed in my lifetime. Like, this guy wants the number one seed. The Packers certainly were rooting for the Bears on Sunday, because had the Bears beat the Cardinals, all of a sudden Green Bay, because of the head-to-head win over Arizona, they're the number one seed. The good news for the Packers, they're coming off the bye. They have a possibility of getting who's one of the best corners in the league, Jair Alexander, back. So Darius Smith has missed the entire season. He will return at some point. And David Bakhtiari, one of the best left tackles in football, is going to be back at some point. They're all possibilities to practice this week. So the Packers are getting healthy with the late bye. I mean, a week 13 bye is nuts in the NFL. And they have a favorable schedule. Outside of the Baltimore game in just 2 weeks after they play Chicago on Sunday, they're not facing a team that is better than 500. So Aaron Rodgers and company have great urgency this week. I've talked to some folks in Green Bay this week already, as I get ready to preview the game here today and Friday, and they're ready to roll. So Chicago better show up with its best effort.
I know you interviewed Budda Baker after that game, and he had a great game and seemed to be pretty pleased about playing in the crazy conditions. I did not realize until that game day that he was drafted at, I believe, 36th overall back in 2017 with a pick that originally belonged to the Bears. The Bears had traded up for Trubisky, and then they decided to trade down in the second round, and they wound up with Adam Shaheen. And I know that doesn't matter to anyone, but for some reason, that drove me out of my mind as I watched him make play after play.
Yeah, you know, it's all, Molly, I love this conversation, because it's always fascinating to see young players, and Buddha's now in his fifth year, and he's an all-pro, okay? Not just Pro Bowl, where, you know, the fans are voting, I want my guy in. Like, I think Harrison Smith jumped Budda Baker. Come on. Harrison's great, but Budda Baker is special. And so you're right, a 36th overall pick, and back in 2017, and when you look at those boards now, where are we at, and where are these guys at, it kind of, you know, you scratch your head a little bit. But these things are somewhat unpredictable in some respects. I mean, here's what I'll tell you, though. It was really interesting to stand with Steve Keim, the general manager of Arizona, on the sideline in the rain, and tried to prevent my umbrella from popping him in the face because it was so windy while we were down there talking. It's always interesting to listen to a team that has really, truly evolved. I mean, when Cliff Kingsbury took over in 2019, the year prior, they were 3-13 in Arizona. And, you know, to see the gradual nature and evolution of the roster that they've built, because the league is always, if you keep your players and you have young players and some veterans, and you allow that to develop, and you have the coaching in place, like a Vance Joseph, who's been a head coach as their defensive coordinator now, and now you have consistency, you have continuity, shoot, you can lose Larry Fitzgerald. Right, you can lose Patrick Peterson, two All-Pro wide receiver and cornerbacks in the NFL, and still add pieces along the way. Let's go get Zach Ertz in the middle of the year, who's proved to be just such a weapon for Kyler Murray in this offense. Like, it was interesting to stand with him and listen to how he has looked at the roster and the evolution of it, and it was just a joy. I got to tell you guys. The players in this league are so fascinating. To listen to Budda Baker stand with me at the end of that game, and when I tweet out those interviews, I am authentic as it is. Like, this guy just has such an infectious personality. And when you have those types of players in your locker room, it makes for such an experience when you think about team. And that's what Budda is. And they have a lot of those types of players in Arizona. So I'm not surprised right now. They're 10-2. And they're pretty good in all three phases. And those are the types of things that make teams, playoff teams and Super Bowl teams, as I've sort of witnessed over the years in covering them. We're not allowed in locker rooms still, which is crazy, but you can detect what locker rooms are really strong by players like Buddha.
So, Stacey, the Bears are certainly in search of that element, and being one of those teams. Justin Fields, a big part of that. How do you view the risk-reward a Sunday night with his rib situation? And I guess from a broader perspective, you know, whenever he returns, and the hope is that he will sooner rather than later, what does he have left to prove the remaining five games, four games, however many games he plays in this season?
I just think this is a tough question, to be honest, David, because first of all, ribs injuries, it's about pain management, because it takes the only way you can heal ribs injuries outside of putting like a perfect potion on the individual, right? They can take anywhere from 10 to 12 to, 12 weeks, like we're talking. So it depends on the severity. He has multiple of them. So then it comes down to pain management. And then how do you protect him? You know, I've talked to players that have had rib injuries over the years, and, you know, what do they wear in game? How do they prevent? Do they take a deep breath and they still feel the pangs of that pain, right? Like, so I don't know when he's going to come back. He's limited last week, and he's been, you know, obviously getting all the first team reps. I think, just to put it simply, David, they've got to see continued evolution from him and the confidence, I think, the demeanor, right? Like, can he take this last stretch of games when he returns? So they have Green Bay on the road. And when I look at their schedule, Minnesota, Seattle, New York Giants, and Minnesota. Those are winnable football games to close out the year. You know, you mentioned the seeding, David. When you look at the Bears, they're still holding out hope. But the reality is they're 4-8. They're currently the number 14 seed in the 16 seed NFC race. There are three teams, including them, with 4-8 records. So the chances mathematically may be still there, but it's a long shot looking in. But for me, those are winnable football games. And how does he lift? Because the quarterback is the most important, to me, spot on the field. If you don't have one, you don't have a job sometimes in this league. And if you do have one, like Kyler Murray, you have a chance to go to a Super Bowl. And trust me, the defensive players know that. And so it's always interesting for me when I talk and prepare for games to hear, as I did this last week preparing for the Cardinals, I talked to a couple defensive players during the week. We got a quarterback on the other side. He's coming back. Kyler's coming back. Like that, just the idea of that injects something into you. So I'll be interested to see how Justin, when he returns, influences the rest of the team and sort of the nature of their energy. And then can he win some of these games that are winnable?
Very curious to think about the Bears and the Packers and the fact that it's not really a rivalry, that Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears and let him know that when he was in Chicago. And you heard Jimmy Graham yesterday kind of forgive that statement, saying, oh, that's just, trash talk that happens. Thank God there's no boom mic over me, etc. And we've gotten no pushback at all. I mean, there doesn't seem to be anybody in Chicago that is really on board with this Bears team figuring out a way to win in Green Bay. And it would take, well, it would probably take, someone stepping on the toe. It might just be that simple. Once Rodgers were gone, maybe that changes. Yeah. Can you imagine a way in which the Bears win, Stacey? You've seen tons of football. It's a really difficult one.
Yeah, I mean, Molly, it's hard to feel confident that they could go into Lambeau considering the aforementioned things, you know, in terms of Packers coming off the bye, they're getting healthy. Rodgers wants that number one seed. The reality is the reality. I mean, he has owned the Chicago Bears. He has the potential on Sunday of tying one man for the most all-time wins against the Chicago Bears. That's Hall of Famer Brett Favre.
Right.
So Rodgers is 22-5 against Chicago. He swept them. I think if I go back and look at my notes, 7 of 12 seasons starting, he has swept the Bears. So 2 wins in a year. The numbers they speak volumes. I mean, they speak for themselves. His touchdown interception ratio against Chicago is exemplary. He's obviously, they've won the last five. I don't know how many others. It's hard to imagine that it would go any other direction. I would take a note from Bill Belichick and shoot. Since David Montgomery came back from that knee injury in week 9, he's getting 20 touches per game. I would just feed him like crazy all night, Sunday night, and just control the clock and run the ball in that weather. And, you know, easier said than done. It's easy for all of us to play armchair quarterback and sit back and say, this is what needs to happen or doesn't. But it's just really hard to beat an Aaron Rodgers team. Now, what I would say is the one thing he has struggled with this year is quarterback pressure. You know, he has a 43 passer rating under pressure this season. And yeah, that toe is probably in the back of his mind. He opted and elected not to have surgery this over the bye week, in which case would have required a pin, as he told everybody on the McAfee show, inserted into that toe. So if the Bears can get a little bit of pressure on him, or a lot of pressure on him, rather, I think that would bode well for them. But, you know, here's the thing, too, about Green Bay. Their defense is really good. It's legit good defense. It's turnover savvy, and they fly around in their secondary. I think their secondary is vastly underrated in the NFL. And I think, you know, the only area the Packers, to me, have really struggled this year is special teams. Their special teams has been porous at best, which, again, could be another factor on Sunday Night Football. So, I would hope to see the Bears try to control the clock on the ground and run the heck out of the football.
Stacy, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stacy. Nice job.
Appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.